Welcome back. On Friday, Gardaí issued 160 fines to people who were caught using their phones while driving, despite the fact that it can prove fatal. Some people clearly continue to do it, and that's despite data showing that the likelihood of being involved in a crash increases fourfold when using a phone. And experts have been looking into why the practice is so common. Our reporter, Gavin O'Callaghan, has been finding out more.
"35% of motorists have said that they check their phone notifications while behind the wheel. That's 7 out of every 20 drivers you see on the roads. 20% of people have admitted to taking pictures or videos, and even more said that they've responded to social media posts. These figures come from a study that was commissioned by the Road Safety Authority and carried out by researchers at NUI Galway. It noted that the chances of a driver being involved in a collision increases fourfold when they are using a device. This week I wanted to find out a bit more about why the practice of using phones in cars is so common. And I started by asking people in Ballinasloe in County Galway what they thought of those who do it.
This day and age, that should not be on.
Would you see it much now when you're driving around?
I do, of course. I do it around about, I see it at junctions. But it can ring now. I leave it there.
Yeah.
I take out my phone and leave it there.
And when it goes off while you're driving, would you ever
leave it there until I pull in.
I think it's horrendous. I've often seen people on the motorway texting, and I think it's outrageous. I think people should put their phone, even with the hands free.
Yeah.
They're still checking emails and texts. And my husband works a lot for a living. He travels up and down the country, and how many times he's been nearly mowed down with people on mobile phones.
Yeah, mobile phones are lethal. As a pedestrian, I see a lot of them. I think it's actually worse than drink driving now, the way it's gone.
From chatting, it was clear that people generally know that using a device while driving is wrong. So why are so many doing it?
Well, the thing about these things is they are hypnotic. They are absolutely captivating of your attention. And there's all sorts of studies that have demonstrated that, you know, way beyond any reasonable doubt.
That's transport consultant and commentator Conor Faulknan.
It's something of a dysfunctional habit, but it's a really difficult one to shake. And people will talk about how hypnotic the device is in other parts of life. You know, you'll sit down at a dinner table and not listen to a word that's said because you've been looking at a screen. You'll see pedestrians walk straight in front of cars because they're staring transfixed at a screen and not paying attention to their surroundings. And you can look at it and sometimes even laugh, but when the person is a driver, it's absolutely deadly.
Turn left.
Next, I went to meet Associate Professor of Psychology Kieran Sarma, who undertook the research along with Mia Doolin and Katie Cox. Dr. Sarma said that there are a couple of factors that have led to this problem.
So for some drivers, they willingly use their phones, they intend to do so. Some drivers, ironically, they don't want to use their phones, but they do. So they form the intention not to use their phones, but they find themselves using their phones inadvertently anyway. And what the evidence is saying is that happens because of our dependence on our smartphones.
In terms of solving the problem, Dr. Sarma said that deterrence would be the most effective course of action.
If you anticipate that there will be a fast, severe and certain negative response or consequence to that behaviour, then the frequency of that behaviour will decrease. Okay, and this is where the issue of risk perception arises. In our research, what our 30 young drivers told us is that they have all at some stage in the past used their phone when driving, and they've never been detected. And so when you ask drivers, what do you believe is the estimate, how would you estimate the probability, or what is your estimated probability of being detected when using your phone, they'll say 0%. And in that context, there is no external motivating force to change your behaviour. So that is the zero probability problem that we're confronted with.
Some countries are already making headway in tackling the issue. In South Australia, AI technology is being used to flag potential offences, and it's currently in its grace period. Cameras were set up at 5 locations deemed high risk, and those found to have broken the rules with either phones or seatbelts are being issued with warning letters. So far, potential offences are being spotted in around 1% of drivers, and from September, the warning letters will stop and the fines will begin. Here is Superintendent Darren Fielk speaking about it at a recent press conference in Adelaide.
Mobile phone detection cameras are here to change driver behaviour. They're here to make people think about what they're doing while they're driving. We know that distraction accounts for 25 to 30% of serious injuries and fatalities on the state's roads. So SAPOL and the government are committed to reducing lives lost and serious injuries on the roads, and the mobile phone detection cameras are one of the ways in which we are going to do that.
As governments move towards new ways to enforce, there is also a conversation ongoing about car manufacturers themselves. Dr. Samir said that these companies also need to engage with authorities when it comes to entertainment systems in their vehicles.
You know, car manufacturers are promoting behaviours that the Road Safety Authority would say are very, very dangerous through infotainment systems that allow you to swipe, push, you know, increasingly moving the functionality of the vehicle from analog to the infotainment system is inherently dangerous, and it's contradictory in terms of the road safety messaging we're trying to promote with our drivers. So this is a systemic approach, means that everyone, car insurers, vehicle manufacturers, statutory bodies, are all on the same page as to what type of behaviours we're trying to reduce on the road and what type of safety behaviours we're trying to promote.
And that was Professor Kieran Sarma speaking to our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan.